Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batitatoekwe. In our top stories, scores of women entrepreneurs are beefing up skills that will enable them excel in their various ventures in order to stand competition. The forum underway in Yaoundé is an initiative of the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family. An agreement signed today between the government and major cocoa exporters in Cameroon paves the way for distributors to show proof of the origin of their products as part of the new European Union requirements on deforestation. And out of Cameroon, prosecutors in Congo have called for 50 people, including three Americans, to face a death penalty for their involvement in a coup attempt earlier this year. A development of these stories and more right ahead. But first, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. A forum dubbed Let's Talk About Women Entrepreneurship opened in Yaoundé today under the chair of Women's Empowerment and the Family Minister, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondoa. Taking part at the event are women entrepreneurs drawn from the 10 regions of the country who will receive training in managerial skills so as to beef up the competitiveness of their products and services. Discussions on the challenges faced by women entrepreneurs in urban and rural areas will equally feature during the event. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife has saluted strong cooperation ties that exist between Cameroon and Japan. Minister Jules Dorendongo was speaking in Yaoundé today while receiving a donation of power generators and four-wheel drive vehicles from the Japanese government. During the ceremony, the second secretary of the Japanese embassy to Cameroon, Shun Akoi, said the gesture, which falls in line with the Japanese social and economic development program, will help Cameroon reinforce its capacities in the fight against climate change and deforestation. Small-scale overseas traders of cocoa and coffee will henceforth be able to show proof of origin of their products as the new European Union regulation on deforestation requires. This is the outcome of an agreement signed between major cocoa exporters and the state, which entails sharing geolocalization information through a platform created for that purpose. Presiding over the ceremony, Trade Minister Luc Magloambarga Tangana stressed that the existence of the platform to be managed by Cocoa and Coffee Interprofessional Council will strengthen the credibility of local producers vis-à-vis their EU partners. The new European Union regulation on deforestation will go operational from December 30, 2024, with exporters enjoined to ensure that they have the necessary mechanisms in place to access EU markets. And this press release, the president of the National Communication Council informs media practitioners that he will be undertaking an awareness-raising tour targeting some media organs in Yaoundé and Douala from Thursday, 29 August 2024. This working visit is part of the NCC's Coffee Talks series, during which the NCC shall discuss various themes with media proprietors and professionals to build the capacity of media practitioners in the field, signed President Joseph Chebonkeng Kalabopse. And this other press release, the Minister of Arts and Culture informs the Cameroon Artistic and Cultural Community of Cameroon that the Japanese government is organizing the 32nd Annual World's Children's Picture Contest and the 23rd Kanagame Biennial World Children's Art Exhibition, which kicked off since June 3rd and will end on October 1st, 2024 in Japan. The activities aim at encouraging children aged 6 to 15 years around the world to share their natural life and world vision through photos and artworks. Cultural artists of this age group who wish to participate in the event can consult the official website for more information. Signed, Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidung Pat. We take you out of Cameroon, where prosecutors in Congo have called for 50 people, including three Americans, to face death penalty for what the Congolese army says was a coup attempt earlier this year. Military prosecutors, Prosecutor Lieutenant Colonel Innocent Rajabu, urged the judges to sentence to death all those on trial except for one defendant, who suffers from psychological problems. The defendants, whose trial opened in June, face a number of charges, many punishable by death, including terrorism, murder, and criminal association. And of course, attestations have been handed to some 150 personnel of the state-owned broadcaster, the Cameroon Radio Television CRTV, after undergoing training in video assistance, refereeing, and production, before handing over the attestations that are recognized by the World Football Governing Body, FIFA. The Deputy Director General of CRTV, Emmanuel Wongibe, who presided over the award ceremony, exhorted the recipients to use newly acquired skills for good of football. The exercise took place at the conference room of the International Broadcast Center here at the National Station of CRTV in Yaoundé. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. Women have been encouraged to be bold, creative, and innovative to better excel in their entrepreneurship ventures. Minister Marie-Thérèse Abinandoua of the Women's Empowerment and the Family was speaking today in Yaoundé while chairing a two-day workshop for women through the platform labeled Let's Talk Female Entrepreneurship. Details with Vanessa Wutnang-Snamu.
Raising more economically independent women through entrepreneurship is the target of the maiden session of the Let's Talk Female Entrepreneurship Workshop. It also seeks to empower the female folk so that they can better address their needs and those of their families. In this two-day training, the women will be drilled on ways of obtaining the legal recognition of their enterprises, acquire lands in their own names, and appropriate packaging techniques that will enable their products sell more at home and abroad. Danielle Latte and Odile Mukuri are trainers.
You talk about finance, how to cross the borders without a problem. We talk about custom and all the rights they have to build their business.
It's important to package well because first is security of the product and competitiveness in the market.
During the opening ceremony in Yaoundé, presided at by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abinandoua, a mind education lesson was equally dished out to the women by a resource person from Korea for more resilience in their business ventures. The training that will be carried out every 2 months targets 500 women to be empowered in entrepreneurship for future contribution to nation building.
Minister Marie-Thérèse Abinandoua called on the women to attentively follow the different sessions so as to improve on their knowledge in entrepreneurship for greater output in business. Here is an excerpt of her interview captured by Vanessa Wutnang-Snamu.
Women work very hard in their different domains, particularly in rural areas. But transformation is extremely important, particularly packaging. And it is also important for them to transform properly and also to know what the others are doing. So this is an opportunity for them to meet others who are in entrepreneurship and explore the opportunities, share experiences. I mentioned access to land because our traditions are very harsh on women and make it extremely difficult for a woman to have access to land. You need land to work, and nothing in our constitution prevents a woman from having access to land. And you have experts. Packaging is extremely important because if you produce in a rural area, you produce even in Yaoundé, if they ask you to take your beignet to even 100 or 200 kilometers, how are you going to transport them properly? Your packaging must be attractive, and you have experts on mind education. When you want to succeed, you should not give up despite the difficulties.
That was Professor Marie-Thérèse Abinandoua, Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family. On the sidelines of the ongoing Forum on Female Entrepreneurship, we take a look at some female empowering associations, the likes of the Bayam Selam Association, dubbed ASBI, which enhances financial independence. Our Central Regional correspondent, Maimuna Njoya, met some of its members and put together the following report.
They are a group of women who brave the odds on a daily basis to take care of their families and children. Be it as early as 3 a.m., they are always up and ready to discard every obstacle that may come their way, striving to get basic foodstuffs in markets, even if it means traveling to rural areas in order to get what they can sell. The Association of Bayam Selams, dubbed as B, based in the Central Region with branches elsewhere, regroups female traders from across the country for their economic empowerment and self-esteem. The president of this 20-year-old association, Marimbala Biloa, says the fact that they have put in place a microfinance institution dubbed Must Be is a concrete means for them to secure and sustain their financial independence irrespective of their vulnerability. David Bwejila, member of ASBI, expounds.
ASBI is trying to give them microcredit so that they can to manage their business.
Considering the role of female traders or bayam selams in ensuring food security, other women's groups and associations have been created in the Central Region, such as the Oili Bininga Cooperative in the Lekki Division, to promote concerted actions in their favor. Maimuna Njoya, CRTV Center.
More young women are increasingly getting engaged in entrepreneurship, enabling them to fend for themselves and their families as well as create jobs. Eposi Courage Etengene is the CEO of Miss EC's Kitchen, an enterprise which provides a variety of catering services in Boya in the Southwest Region. Eposi Babatunde profiles her in the following report.
My mom really inspired me to pick up the journey.
Eposi Courage Etengene, second daughter of a physically challenged entrepreneur whose hard work and strive molded her into a masterpiece. At 25, Eposi walks in the footprints of her mother.
We had never had less than 5 mouths to feed. That molded me to who I am today because my childhood was filled with memories of my mom not giving up.
The young entrepreneur started her career as a caterer at the age of 19, and to her, each day is an opportunity to explore her talent.
Ever since I was 9, I began doing petty things which will earn me money. I made stuff, sold them in school, and when I was 17, it dawned on me that this might just be something I was born to do. When I was 19, that was when it came to the limelight. By 2020, I was already having my enterprise.
Through her craft, Eposi Courage has set herself as an example to her 2 siblings who are inspired by her ability to handle responsibility.
My mom has been with severe health challenges. I have to help her with the household expenses. Every way I can, I am so happy doing it.
Eposi Courage is one of many Cameroonian youth who has refused to wait for a white-collar job despite obtaining a degree in civil engineering at the National Advanced School of Public Works in Boya.
Several studies published in and out of the country indicate that Cameroonian female entrepreneurs play an important role in stimulating economic growth, promoting employment, and alleviating poverty, especially among the rural masses. In the following analysis, senior reporter TK Julius looks at some key sectors of female entrepreneurship in Cameroon, but argues that Cameroonian women could do more if some challenges they face are fully addressed by the government.
Studies published by dozens of researchers and institutions show that women run about 38% of businesses in micro-enterprises, service delivery, public contract procurement, food processing and retailing, cosmetics, finance institutions, catering, among others. In a report rendered public last year by the National Institute of Statistics, Cameroonian female entrepreneurs are increasingly shaping and defining business networks and crafting successful careers which are not only creating wealth for promoters but offering a wide range of opportunities for employment and of lifting the well-being and comfort of families. Despite these inroads into the attractive world of business, coupled with over 5 decades of continuous gender development policies in the country, the potential of the Cameroonian woman, most of whom are the most highly educated in sub-Saharan Africa, a number of constraints continue to limit or undermine the capacity of women to make significant progress in creating larger companies that could be very instrumental in changing Cameroon's fortunes. Some of these constraints include limited access to financing, land, gender inequalities, and stereotypes that limit the capacities of some women to fully embrace entrepreneurship while breaking away from housekeeping and childbearing chores and less productive traditional farming practices.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Small-scale cocoa and coffee distributors will henceforth be able to show proof of the origin of their products as part of the new European Union requirements on deforestation. This is the outcome of an agreement signed between major cocoa exporters and the state, which entails sharing geolocalization information through a platform created for that purpose to be managed by the Cocoa and Coffee Interprofessional Council. Presiding over the ceremony, Trade Minister Luc Magloire Mbarga Tangana emphasized the impact of the agreement on the production of premium cocoa. Details with Clarice Aretakan.
The new European Union regulation on deforestation compels cocoa and coffee exporters to show proof of origin of their products, without which they will not be granted access to EU markets. By December 2024, when this goes operational, overseas traders will need to have the necessary mechanism in place to ensure that they meet this requirement. The platform, created under the guidance of the Cocoa and Coffee Interprofessional Council, will make it possible for geolocalization data submitted by major exporters to be put at the disposal of smaller wholesalers and in turn transmitted to the EU partners. According to Trade Minister Luc Magloire-Mbarga Tangana, overseeing the partnership deal, this will make premium Cameroonian cocoa attract more foreign investors. An information sharing agreement and a user guide are at the center of the two-part document about which the EU ambassador to Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatenier, said will contribute to make the cocoa and coffee subsectors more competitive locally but equally globally. The platform will also enable the state have a clear idea about the various cocoa and coffee production zones in the country and the varieties grown.
Surveillance equipment worth over 1 billion CFA francs has been donated to the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife. The equipment from the Japanese International Cooperation System was handed over to the Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, in Yaoundé today. In the following report, Sam Lingam presents the equipment and its importance in the fight against deforestation and climate change.
The surveillance equipment handed over to the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife includes 3 analytical systems, 4 power generators and 16 four-wheel drive vehicles. The equipment, which falls in line with the Economic and Social Development Program put in place by the Japanese government and signed by Cameroon in 2022, has as core objective to contribute to the protection and the preservation of Cameroon's forest and wildlife resources. The second secretary of the Japanese embassy to Cameroon, Shun Aoki, outlines the readiness of his government to reinforce cooperation ties with Cameroon in the sector of biodiversity conservation. For the Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, the forestry sector plays an important role in Cameroon's economy, but is subject to constant illegal logging and poaching. While thanking the Japanese government for the surveillance equipment, Minister Jules Dorin Dongo said it is a great push. It is a great push that will contribute to the fight against these ills for a better preservation of Cameroon's rich biodiversity.
The Minister of Territorial Administration has encouraged traditional rulers to appoint more women into traditional institutions, adding that their presence is not meant to replace the men, but to reinforce their work for social stability. Minister Paula Tanganji was speaking Tuesday in Yaoundé at a national workshop for the mobilization of stakeholders for the systematic inclusion of female notables in the country's traditional chiefdoms, with emphasis on the three northern regions. The workshop is an initiative of the Association of Women and Girls of the Adamawa, known as AFADA. George Mwam has the details.
Results of the 2010 population and housing census indicate that women make up 59.6% of the population of the three northern regions of Cameroon, far above the national average, which stands at 50.5%. In these three regions, with over 239 established chiefdoms, very few women have been co-opted into traditional councils where key decisions are made. Since 2016, the Association of Women and Girls of the Adamawa has been crusading for the enthronement of female traditional rulers and the inclusion of more female notables.
Kongo Samuel Agbotogo from Manu Division in the Southwest region. One of the best ways to do it is to make sure that some women are recognized, and through that recognition, the population will recognize that they too are authorities and they have a role to play. And so when you bring them into traditional governance, you are facilitating communication.
The president of AFADA, Francoise Baba, underlined during the national workshop that even though the 1977 chieftaincy law is not restrictive, there has been remarkable gender bias in its implementation, thereby minimizing the participation of women in traditional institutions. Francoise Baba is, however, convinced that passing through traditional rulers to reinforce government efforts towards the empowerment of women would yield more fruits, for it is often said the voice of the chief is the voice of the gods.
An interprofessional association of pig farmers from the 10 regions of Cameroon has been created today in Bankomo on the outskirts of Yaoundé. The umbrella organization seeks to modernize the country's pig industry so as to close beef production gaps and improve on the national protein intake levels. The organ has also put in place an executive bureau to oversee the implementation of its bylaws. Belinda Shaw looks at the challenges of Cameroon's pig industry and how the newly created interprofessional association will solve them. Her report.
Pig production in Cameroon requires entrepreneurial skills to meet the benchmark of a modern pig industry, whose major components include feed production, feed processing, sow production, nursery pig production, slaughterhouse operations, as well as manure and waste management. However, with only a minimum of organized trade, high feed costs and episodes of epizootic epidemic in production basins prohibit the sector from actually emerging. More so, unorganized management often leads to inbreeding and low fertility risks in the pigs. These factors make it even harder to navigate the market. Actors in the country's pig industry have deemed it necessary to federate good practices under one interprofession umbrella to rejuvenate the sector. Njombe Lipueva is the head of Southwest Pig Farmers.
Before this constitutive assembly, we worked differently without having a consolidated body in order to help boost our production. But at this stage, we have a wide range of those involved in the sectors, from those producing the piglets, those doing the fattening, to the end chain, which are the end consumers. With the government accompanying the structure we are putting in place, we are sure and confident that the pig production is going to not just double, but more than triple in a couple of years.
On the cusp of a brighter future for Cameroon's pig industry, a well-structured organization of pig production systems will contribute to ramp up national protein production and go past the current record of 265,816 tons, of which pork constitutes just about 13%.
Back to School 2024, a special slot on the news.
The governor of the Southwest region has urged all stakeholders in the secondary education sector to be more committed and disciplined in order to achieve better results in the upcoming school year. Governor Burna Okalia Bilai made the call in Tiko while chairing the secondary education sector conference in the presence of the regional delegate, Dr. Hannah Mbua Etonde. Lucia Agbo reports from CRTV Southwest.
The Secondary Education Sector Conference in Tiko Subdivision in the Southwest region was an avenue to evaluate the previous school year and devise strategies for a better and successful 2024-2025 school year in the Southwest region. Stakeholders have been urged to promote hard work and fight unhealthy practices in the school milieu. Dr. Hannah Etondembua is the regional delegate for secondary education.
I know that social media and globalization have facilitated the upsurge of violence, but we must fight with all our might.
The innovation this year is a unique identification number for every student.
It's a number that is given to a student, and that student uses that number for everything that has to do with academic throughout his or her stay in the secondary school. So whether the child is in private school or a public school, once the child has that number, the child uses the number for registration of exams, finance school, for payment of fees from one through upper six.
Governor Burna Okalia Bilai called on all stakeholders for more dedication and discipline for better results in the 2024-2025 school year. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Buya.
Less than 2 weeks to the start of the 2024-2025 school year, the atmosphere is still very serene in most school campuses in Bertwa. Principals are busy supervising repair works and also handling admission files, but they complain that parents are still to start crowding the buses' offices for registration. Tala LT made a tour of some secondary schools in Bertwa this morning and now reports.
At the government Balingwal High School of Bertwa, the Permanent Admission Commission is busy scrutinizing files of new students who wish to be part of this institution. Ekane Brian Apene is vice principal of GBHS Bertwa.
We are presently studying the files to see who is fit to be here, and we capitalize on best results.
In the school campus, repair works are ongoing on some parts of the school fence, while painters are giving the old walls a new look. Ekane Brian Apane once more.
The classrooms are being renovated, including the offices and the gate, to prepare to receive our students.
Both public and private school officials in Bertwa say administrative-wise, they are ready to resume on the 9th of September, but parents are still lagging behind. Fomefu Loughlin is vice principal of Orient Balingwal College.
Concerning registration, it's still very timid. Some of the parents are still complaining of money.
The school authorities say most parents in Bertwa prefer to finish with the admission of kids in primary schools before they can focus on those of secondary schools. Tala LT, CRTV News, Bertwa.
Back to school 2024. That was our special slot on the news.
About 150 CRTV personnel have received end-of-course attestations to sanction a training on video assistance refereeing and production today. Before handing over the attestations that are recognized by the World Football Governing Body, FIFA, the Deputy Director General of the CRTV, Emmanuel Wongibe, called on the recipients to use the newly acquired skills for the good of Cameroon. Harrison Ashu Tiku reports.
27 personnel were trained as video assistant referee operators in the 1 month training course, while 87 others studied other aspects of production. The recipients were elated to receive their end of course attestations this Wednesday.
Ahmed Takang Junior, the setting up of the entire video assistant referee system, and also the training on the AQX, which is the general switcher for both the VAR and the general system for the production. I think after this, we should be able to handle the entire system.
Tala Josephine Manfu, system overview. We had a very good training.
Karen Sevedran, the training was so
lot of. We learn new equipments.
During the ceremony, the Deputy Director General of the CRTV, Emmanuel Wongibe, challenged the laureates to show proof of the quality of the training in their output and skills that they are called upon to demonstrate at their different tasks. The video assistant refereeing and production training organized by CRTV and our partners from Belgium is recognized by FIFA, CAF and FECAFOOT. Video assistant referee Elvis Nupwe was FIFA's representative at the event.
I hope all was made very professional so at the end we can have the best air operator during competition.
The trained personnel are thus ready to improve the VAR quality of production of the CRTV in upcoming matches.
To end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Scores of women entrepreneurs are beefing up skills that will enable them excel in their various ventures in order to stand competition. The forum underway in Yaoundé is an initiative of the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family. An agreement signed today between government and major cocoa exporters in Cameroon paves the way for distributors to show proof of the origin of their products as part of the new European Union requirements on deforestation. And out of Cameroon, prosecutors in Congo have called for 50 people, including three Americans, to face a death penalty for their involvement in a coup attempt earlier this year. And that's a wrap on this edition. My name is Doris Batitatoekwe. Coralie Laetitia Emini is here with a news summary. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi, Doris. Madame, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Entrepreneuriat féminin, la plateforme vient d'être lancée officiellement à Yaoundé par le ministre de la Promotion de la Femme et de la Famille. Le concept lié au leadership entrepreneurial des femmes vise à renforcer leur capacité managériale pour améliorer la compétitivité de leurs produits et services. Pour le ministre Marie-Thérèse Abénaondoa, il est question d'accompagner les femmes entrepreneurs et mettre en place un cadre de discussion sur les obstacles que rencontrent ces femmes chefs d'entreprise au Cameroun. En éducation, le gouverneur du Sud-Ouest, Bernard Okalia Bilaye, exhorte tous les responsables des enseignements secondaires de la région à plus d'engagement et de discipline pour de meilleurs résultats en 2025. C'est l'essentiel de son message délivré à Tiko lors de la conférence sectorielle des enseignements secondaires du Sud-Ouest. La déléguée régionale Dr Anna Etondé Boa, pour sa part, a mis un point d'honneur sur l'identifiant unique des élèves, principale innovation du ministère des enseignements secondaires pour l'année scolaire 2024-2025. Le président du Conseil national de la communication, Joseph Tchebanken Kalabuksu, entame dès demain, jeudi 29 août, une tournée de sensibilisation dans certains médias de Yaoundé et Douala. La visite de travail qui s'inscrit dans le prolongement des causeries professionnelles baptisées les cafés du CNC est l'occasion pour l'organe de régulation d'échanger avec les promoteurs et les professionnels des médias sur des thématiques diverses, visant ainsi à l'assainissement du paysage médiatique au Cameroun. En sport, 150 personnels de la CRTV formés à l'exploitation des équipements de production et de maintenance des systèmes VAR, entendez vidéo-assistance en arbitrage, ont reçu ce matin leur attestation de fin de formation. C'était à la salle des conférences de l'International Broadcasting Center de la maison de la radio CRTV. L'événement était présidé par le directeur général adjoint Emmanuel Wangibé en présence des représentants de la FIFA, de la CAF, de la FECAFOOT et des experts formateurs. Cette offre de formation répond ainsi à un besoin réel d'exploitation optimale des équipements acquis par l'État du Cameroun au bénéfice de la CRTV lors de la CAN 2021. Et c'était le condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi.